This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. COVID vaccines for children under 5 years old are now available after the FDA authorized the shots for children as young as 6 months old. Here's CPR's John Daly.
Pediatricians and other vaccine providers are now taking appointments for this age group. Dr. Shen Nagel says his Wheat Ridge pediatric practice is hosting a vaccine clinic this weekend. He encourages parents bring their kids in for the shot as it protects them and limits spread.
The more kids we can get vaccinated, then hopefully that'll start to really decrease the pool of susceptible people that are continuing to spread it around.
The state has a list of vaccine providers on its website. Mobile clinics will also have doses for younger kids. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Colorado is one of 21 states that have detected cases of the rare monkeypox. Colorado has reported 5 cases, but the state's epidemiologist, Rachel Hurley, he says the risk to the general public is low.
Monkeypox is really primarily spread through close contacts with individuals that have a monkeypox rash, sores, or scabs. It can also be spread through close contact that occurs during sex.
Hurley, he says the biggest concern is that the virus could spread more broadly and gain a foothold in the U.S. Vaccines are available to prevent monkeypox, and Colorado has ordered around 100 from the federal government. A Loveland police officer has pleaded guilty for not intervening in an assault by another officer. Daria Jalali failed to stop another police officer from assaulting a 73-year-old woman during an arrest in 2020. The woman, Karen Garner, got a broken arm. She already had dementia, which prosecutors say was made worse by the arrest. Jalali will be sentenced in August. The other officer involved was sentenced to 5 years last month. When the Waldo Canyon fire burned into Colorado Springs 10 years ago, it changed how people thought about fire.
You're looking around at a park, people's yards, flower gardens, and we don't think of that as being at high fire risk danger.
A wildfire expert reflects on the significance of the Waldo Canyon fire. A little later in this hour. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.